Hi, everybody.
And welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dump Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoy hoy, everybody.
So, we're going to do this episode against my...
Against your better judgment?
Yes.
But alas, this is part of the job.
Yes. I think if you guys have listened to this long enough, you know I don't like clip shows.
Yes. And if you're listening to us for the first time, let me tell you, the Simpsons guy does not like clip shows.
And this episode just happens to be titled Another Simpsons Clip Show.
Yep. So I'm going to just prepare you all for the grumpiness, the old man grumpiness that might come from my counterpart over here.
Yeah, the old man is really going to come out. The donut rating is not going to be favorable for me. But
fair warning, this will probably be a short episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The only good thing about it is it's going to be a short episode, and we're going to get to enjoy the rest of our night pretty soon.
Yes, because when you think about it, we've done almost everything here already. So
yeah, there's nothing much for us to go over. Yeah, so. Well, I guess if we want to beat a dead horse a time or two here, we could. But
yeah.
We'll see if we get there.
Yes. But alas.
Yes. Anyway, so this is the third episode in the sixth season, and I've already read you the title, and this originally aired on September 25th of 1994. And we'll start with the traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
Yes, so we see Bart, in detention of course, writing, "I will not use abbrev," over and over again.
Because he's not going to use abbreviations, but he's going to abbreviate abbreviation.
Yes. So, all right, you know. A little wordplay there.
Yeah, it's clever.
It's clever. It's clever. That's the word.
It's clever. I'm not sure it's funny, but it's clever.
It's clever. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the couch gag, and I just got to be honest with you. I'm tired of seeing this one.
Yes. One too many. Wait, two or three too many times.
No, maybe I didn't like notice it before watching it, you know, throughout
as,
the years.
As a kid.
But now that I'm like rewatching the series chronologically again, I'm tired of this. It's the, of course, the family runs into the couch, and then they're crushed by the Bigfoot.
Yes.
Again.
The Monty Python gag. Yeah. But talk about beating a dead horse.
Yeah, there you go right there.
Uh-huh.
You could have at least done one of the cool ones.
Yeah. There's a lot of other choices to recycle. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so this particular episode, if we can call it that, opens up in the Simpsons house, specifically in Homer and Marge's bedroom. And we see Marge reading a romance novel, and she's crying. What is it, the Bridges of Madison County?
Yes, it's the Bridges of Madison County.
Uh-huh. And she's like crying as she closes the book, and she looks over at Homer, and I guess she wants to talk to Homer because she closes it up, she's sniffling. She's like, "This romance is so full of heartfelt passion. I can really identify with this corn-fed heroine." And then she turns to Homer and she's like, Homer, are you awake? This is important. Give me a sign that you're awake.
Then Homer burps.
And then Homer and Marge gets annoyed and she says, "Wake up!"
And Homer, "What? What's wrong? House run away? Dog's on fire?" I love that's where his mind goes.
Yes. And then Marge's like, "Homie, do you think the romance has gone out of our lives?"
And he burps again.
And Marge is really annoyed. And she yells, "Wake up!" one more time.
And Homer is just saying, "Marge, it's 3 a.m. and I worked all day."
And Marge says, "It's 9:30 p.m. and you spent your whole Saturday drinking beer in Maggie's kiddie pool."
And then, of course, we see the clip.
Yes, the first clip.
Yes. And it's Homer sitting outside of the kiddie pool with a beer in his hand, wearing his hat. And it's just so gross, right? He reaches into the water. He says,
Between his legs.
This is like, he pulls out a half-eaten hot dog.
Yes.
The bread and the water itself.
Ugh.
And he's like, "Thought you could get away." Ugh.
So then Marge keeps going, "Homer, young people learn about love from adults, and we've been setting a terrible example for our children and the community in general." I wonder what the hell they're doing in public. And she says, "I want us to deal with this issue, with the issues raised by this book."
So Homer rolls over and he takes the book and he goes, "And he just throws it into the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Marge says, mm-hmm. Actually, let me do this in Marge tone. Mm-hmm. He says, I knew we shouldn't have put this fireplace in the bedroom.
Yeah, probably not, yeah. Actually. And so we cut to the next day, and the kids are watching Itchy and Scratchy, right? And they're watching the episode Flamey to the Moon.
Yeah, the one where
they tie his tongue.
Tongue to the moon and it gets pulled back down to earth.
They come at him, but that guy hides in the closet. That's, yeah. Funny, Itchy and Scratchy always delivers. No matter what. Yep.
So Marge says, how many times can you laugh at this cat getting hit by the moon?
And Bart says, it's a new episode.
And then Lisa corrects him. Not exactly. They pieced it together from old shows, but it seems to be new to the trusting eyes of the impressionable youth.
And then Bart says, really?
And Lisa goes, Ren and Stimpy do it all the time.
And Marge answers, yes, they do. When was the last time you heard anyone talk about Ren and Stimpy?
It's been a while.
I love Ren and Stimpy.
But it's been a while.
Yeah,
it hasn't had the cultural impact as The Simpsons had.
True. Not as big. Not for sure. Now, there is a joke in this conversation also, because we see, yes, they're making fun of they're having a clip show, but there's also the animation changes from frame to frame. Mm-hmm. It's that old style of Simpsons animation, and then it switches to the more modern one, and it goes back and forth.
Yes, because they were recycling old scenes.
Creative, I guess, as far as it goes. But that was pretty cool.
By the way, who is the biggest culprit in doing this? Was it Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo does it a lot. I know some of the Looney Tunes cartoons do it a lot, but that's really with the backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah. Was it the Hanna-Barbera ones or the racing?
Yeah, Wacky Racers and all that stuff. I know they did a lot in the Power Rangers series, the old one.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
But, there you go. And so Marge sits everybody around the table and she says, children, your father and I have fed and clothed you, but we've neglected something more important. It's time to learn about love.
And Bart says, no need, Mom. We already learned that in school. And then we cut into another clip.
Yes, it's the classic clip, of course, of the kids in class learning about the birds and the bees from Fuzzy and Fluffy Bunny, which we have to mention that little documentary was narrated by the great
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman. Mm-hmm. Yes. Always have to acknowledge.
And of course, Mrs. K, classic line.
Yes. When they get to the honeymoon, smoking a cigarette in class.
Yes.
Going.
Barbarian here.
She's faking it. Mrs. K is very bitter.
Yes.
Always.
Oh, well, I miss her now. I miss her. Yes. She hasn't been around for a while.
She was everybody's teacher, man.
Mm-hmm. So Lisa says, Mom, romance is dead. It was acquired in a hostile takeover by Hallmark and Disney, homogenized and sold off piece by piece.
Man, that's a deep thing for Lisa at that age.
I'm kidding, man. Second grader doing?
Yeah. Whoa.
Damn.
Yep. And so Marge disagrees, of course, and she claims that there's examples all around them, right? And then we cut to some more clips, like where Ned's dressed in the heart playing guitar for Maude on Valentine's.
If you want my body and you think I'm cuddly, come on, baby, let me know.
I love that. I love that.
Then he has the ow, ow, ow.
Yes. I love Ned. I'm sorry. I love it. And then we cut to the classic, of course, Smithers imagining Mr. Burns flying into the wind.
And he's looking at him, clutching his blanket. Yeah.
Ah, the noise is the worst part. So anyway, more clips. And Marge jumps in and says, all you have to do is think of your most cherished memories.
And Bart's like, So he's thinking about all of his, I guess his most cherished memories or his prank calls to Mel.
Yes, because we get a whole lineup here of the classics. We get the alcoholic, we get the jock strap. We get the IP Freely, Seymour Butts, Homer Sexual,
yes,
Mike Rotch, Amanda Hug and Kiss, Huge Ass, Ivana Tinkle,
yep,
and I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's one classic. That's one long ass name though.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out who came up with that one. We can't remember.
No, we cannot.
So, We'll look it up, I'm sure. But if you guys can figure it out,
let us know.
Yes, let us know.
So Marge sees this. He's like, no, no, no. And she says, ask your heart what its fondest desire is.
And I'll give you the pleasure of this one because we get to a montage of Homer's
So Homer starts with chocolate. Invisible cola. Forbidden donut. Sacrilicious. That was when he was eating that waffle that he was praying to, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then snouts. I guess he was eating hot dogs. And then free goo.
That was the pink goo, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that's when Milhouse blew that bubble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then something.
The forbidden donut was the one that was going to kill him, right?
Yeah, so yeah. When Ned was the devil,
he made a deal with the devil. Yeah, there you go, Ned was the devil. You know what? You got your stupid, sexy Flanders one.
Yeah.
Everybody be on the lookout for me. I need a Ned is the devil figurine. That's what I need.
I think I can find one as a bobblehead.
Or at least a shirt.
I'll see if I can find one and I'll hook you up.
And so Marge jumps in again. She's like, no, think about people. Think about moments in your life that have been very romantic.
And Homer's like, oh, okay. And then he remembers when he was kissing Flanders at the football game.
Yeah, yeah. Marge jumps in again. That's not the idea at all. And so Marge decides to tell a story that she has not admitted, apparently, up until this point.
Yep.
So little character building there, which, all right. And she tells the story of her almost affair with Jacques, the bull. Right? Yep. And I love the way she's like, well, somebody who will remain anonymous gave me a very thoughtless birthday gift, right? Uh-huh. And so we cut to that scene of her getting the bowling ball that says Homer on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is a long clip, right? It's about 3 minutes long. Yeah.
They show like pretty much the whole episode there as far as what's important.
Yeah.
And so we see the whole Marge going there, meeting Jacques for the first time. He starts hitting on her. They start seeing each other. And then it finally gets to the...
He asked her out.
He asked her to his apartment where she faints and all that stuff. And she says, okay. But then we get to that scene where she's seeing all the reminders of Homer and her marriage, right?
Yeah.
Like they've done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, yes, we get that whole story. And Marge says at the end, I made the right decision to stay with my home, so there was no harm done.
And Homer's like in the back, he's like, he looks shocked.
Yeah, his mouth gaping open. Yep. And so Marge says, so if you kind of mentally snip out the part where I already had a husband, that's my idea of romance. That's a terrible example.
Very, very bad.
That is a terrible example.
And Homer decides to put his foot down.
Yes, he does. He's very upset.
Say put his foot down very, very sarcastically. Mm-hmm. Because he says, Marge, I want you to stop seeing this jock. You can let him down gently, but over the next couple of months, I want you to break it off.
And she just goes, okay, Homer.
And Homer goes, whew, that was a close one, kids.
He knows he can't do better than Marge. Really? A couple of months?
Yes.
All right, dude.
Uh-huh.
And so we cut to the next scene, and Homer now decides that he's going to share a story.
Yep.
And he says, okay, Marge, as long as we're traumatizing the kids, I have a scandalous story of my own. And we get to, of course, Homer and Mindy.
And this was another long clip.
Long clip, yes. Long clip. So we have the introduction where, hey, did you ever seen a naked chick and a clam before?
Yeah.
I love that line so much.
And he's like, let me push the button to the stimulator. Elevator.
That little elevator scene, yes. Then we get to the convention. And then, of course, that scene where Homer starts crying on the bed. We're going to have sex.
So Homer tells the whole story.
Yes, he does.
And at the end, Bart's like, what happened to Mindy?
And Bart's, yes, what did happen to her?
And Homer's like, eh, she hit the bottle pretty hard and lost her job.
Good. Marge is vicious.
Yes. She just revealed that about her almost affair. And she actually went out of her way to go see Jacques. But Homer's just going to work.
Homer's at work?
Yeah, Homer's just going to work here.
Rules for thee and not for me.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very familiar.
There's a lot of that going around lately, isn't there? There's a lot of that going around.
Yes, it is. Well, anyway, Marge says, does anyone else have a love story?
And Lisa jumps in and she says, yes, I do. And just like your love stories, it's tragic, filled with hurt feelings and scars that will never heal. And of course, we get to the story of Lisa and Ralph. Yep. Lisa starts like, it all started, you know, her feeling sorry for someone, uh-huh. which is Ralph.
Yes.
We get the famous, I choose you, Valentine.
Uh-huh. And then we see the exact second when Lisa broke his heart.
Oh, yes.
At the Krusty anniversary special?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we get that whole process.
By the way, that's just classic animation.
It is. Dude, that's really
good. Yeah, yes, it was.
I do love, they still have that line from Ralph that I love so much. Doctor said I wouldn't get so many nosebleeds if I just kept my finger out of there.
Captain Obvious.
Poor Ralph.
Captain Obvious.
And so we get to that tragic ending, right? And Marge jumps in. She's like, Lisa, not all romances turn out that way. Bart, do you have a love story that doesn't end in heartbreak?
And he says, yes, I do. And he starts telling the story about him and the older teen.
I forget her name.
Yeah, but she was his babysitter.
Yeah.
She was the daughter of Ruth.
Laura, there you go.
Yeah, but Ruth was her mom, right?
Ruth was her mom, yes.
And then we get to we see that show, that part where she says, you won't be, when she tells Bart that she has a boyfriend.
Yes, and then Bart just like goes into shock.
Uh-huh.
And then she reaches into his chest. Grabs his heart, pulls it out, and says, you won't be needing this anymore.
And she punts it against the wall.
Yes. Ah, I gotta say, I'm a kindred spirit with Bart on
this.
Many a time.
You're a glutton for punishment. That's all.
No, I'm a target for punishment.
You set yourself up for that, so you're sometimes a glutton for punishment.
So I'd say it's about 50.
All right.
To be fair.
Let's be fair here. So then Bart says, wait, that did end in heartbreak. Thanks for opening up old wounds, Mom.
And of course, Marge's like, So Marge just realized she's depressed everybody.
Yes.
Right? And wouldn't you know it, we get into the final act of the scene already. Because we've been seeing so much.
Yes.
And so Marge says, well, as Jerry Lee Lewis would say, there's a whole lot of frowning going on.
By the way, Jerry Lee Lewis wouldn't be the best example to about romance.
No, I mean, didn't he like marry his cousin?
13-year-old cousin.
Underage cousin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she brought them up in this romance.
I had like a episode. Simpson shudder on that one.
Just imagining the gruesome twosome in a bikini.
Oh, shaving the legs, remember?
Anyway, so Lisa says, Mom, doesn't any love story have a happy ending?
Of course. Remember when your Aunt Selma got married? And we go to a quick clip of Sideshow Bob after he marries Selma, massaging her feet. Ugh.
I will kill you.
Yes. And Marge is like, oh, wait, that's no good. No, your grandfather, remember? And we get to Mrs. Bouvier's lover, we just did not too long ago, uh-huh. right? And of course, we see the whole heartbreak of Abe Simpson and Mr. Burns stealing her and all
stealing
that.
Stealing his girl.
Yeah.
And then
Mrs. Bouvier!
He was shooting a shot at the air when she was trying to get married to Mr. Burns.
Yeah, I love that. Happy, that's good enough for me. She doesn't want to be either. I love that.
Uh-huh.
And so Lisa jumps in again at the end of this clip. Says, that doesn't seem like a happy ending. That seems more like a detached tale of modern alienation.
And Mars like, I give up. Did anybody learn anything about love tonight?
We learned that it screws everybody up.
If you choose badly, it does.
Yeah.
If you choose badly, it does.
Yes, it does.
So Marge says, well, there's that side of it, but there's also, oh, help me out here, Lisa.
Lisa jumps in. Sorry, Mom. I've decided to save my love for someone who's guaranteed not to reject me. And she pulls out the famous magazine of non-threatening boys. And she says, soon. Corey, soon.
One of the many Corys of the day.
They didn't show the clip, though.
No, they didn't.
They should have. That was a perfect opportunity.
I know. Corey, gory, yeah. Story, allegory.
That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. They're missed their opportunity.
Yeah, because that's worth seeing. It actually is. That's a hilarious part of it.
Yep. So Marge says, well, kids, I tried, but maybe you're right.
And then Homer jumps in and says, wait a minute, Marge. Love isn't hopeless. Maybe I'm no expert on the subject, but there was one time I got it right.
Yes, and we get that
clip of Artie and Marge in his car after prom.
Artie Ziff.
And he's...
being very handsy with Marge.
Yes, or what does he call it in the episode? They don't show it. Won't tell anybody about my
busy hands.
Yes.
So anyway, Marge slaps Artie, and then she picks up Homer on his way back to his house, apparently, from the dance. And
we get that romantic scene of Homer telling, well, first I'm going to hug you, and then I'm going to kiss you, and then I'm never going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that classic clip of Homer and Marge's first kiss together, right?
So Lisa goes, ah, your first kiss.
Homer says, but not the last. And then we get several clips here of all their kisses throughout, you know, the series so far. Uh-huh. All the romantic moments.
Yes. And, of course, they have to kiss again.
Yes. And so Marge says, all right, you see, kids? That's what I mean by romance. But... as all this legitimate romance is going on, the kids are already in the living room watching Itchy and Scratchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do Marge and Homer do? They ignore them and they keep kissing.
Yes. Well, good for them.
Yeah. And we end this show right here. This
quote unquote show.
Yes. Right. I don't want to give it the dignity of calling it an episode.
Mm-hmm. We'll say show.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it just stings more because the season starts out so strong.
Yeah. And they throw this right away.
Yeah. It just...
I wouldn't have minded it so much if it was they put it in the back.
Mm-hmm. You get it at the back end of the season. All right, you know.
Okay, I get it.
You know, yeah.
But right at the beginning...
What, third episode in, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, they did show some classic scenes. I'll give them credit for that. Mm-hmm. But again, this is not the time to get lazy.
No. Well, I mean, it's like doing a stand-up routine with other people's jokes. They're good jokes. They've been done.
Yeah. You know. And I've seen other people do it better than you have.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what would you rate this episode as?
The clips are good. The parts of this that are original are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what? Like, Three? Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. 2.5, to be honest with you.
Well, you're still more generous than me.
2.5.
2.5 donuts for you?
Yeah.
I will give it a 1.5 donuts. 1.5 donuts.
That's a full donut point, I'm sure, for just his automatic disdain of clip shows.
Yes. I got to penalize it at least one donut automatically. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'll stay at 2.5. Yeah, it's 2.5 minutes. It's half of an episode.
But I guess the good thing about it being in the front in the this early in the season, we don't have to worry about another one.
Yeah, you know, we don't hate all the shows that are not really episodes.
Yeah, somebody asked me, "What about Tales from Springfield?" I'm like, "That is not a clip episode."
No, it's not.
No,
it's a lore episode.
Yes, it is. I mean, yeah, you do get a lot of little mini episodes in it, but those were all original.
Well, that's why I like the Treehouses of Horror. Yeah. I don't mind mini episodes.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah, as long as they're original and they're good and on target. By the way, I do love me that, what did I just call it? I'm having a brain fart. Tales from Springfield.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is an awesome episode. We'll get there soon enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap this?
Yes, actually.
Show up. Yes.
I don't mean to be a downer, but just remember, everybody, take care of yourselves mentally as well as physically. You know, it's okay to talk to people. It's It's okay to have bad days. It's okay to seek help. All those things. I bring this up because, you know, y'all know I'm the metal head here, and basically a singer from my favorite metal band basically took his own life this week, and it's a bummer for me. And he was always, I met the guy a few times, very happy by all accounts, always joking around, all that kind of stuff. But apparently there were some demons there. You know, and you just never know what people are going through, so be kind to people. But be kind to yourself.
It's all right to talk to somebody about this.
Yes. Seek help if you need to. Sometimes you might not even have to seek that level of help. Just talking to somebody that you love and trust is enough sometimes.
Yep. And if that ain't enough, that person will help you get professional help.
Exactly. So just, you know, on that note, like, take care of yourselves, everybody. Don't bottle things up.
No.
That's not the way to go.
It's never productive.
And we can tell you this is... two very Hispanic men that's too much of a trend in our culture. So, yeah, you don't got to be macho when it comes to your mental health.
When you feel the walls are closing in, talk to somebody. Just talk to somebody. So,
if so we know this is a short episode, but we can get a PSA out of it as well.
It's not going to be as useless as it otherwise would have been.
Not as useless as the episode of the season.
And until next week, au revoir, suckers.